弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们中英文课堂一起来敬拜。
Today with the whole congregation, English and Chinese, together to worship.
因为今天我们有那个教会年度施工报告。
Because we have a ministry report for the church.
希望弟兄姐妹在礼拜结束之后，那欢迎你能留下来一起了解神是怎样祝福这个家的。
So we hope that everyone can stay here after the lunch, then we can know how God has blessed this church.
那这是我的家，也是你的家。
This is my family and your family as well.
这是神的家。
This is the God's family.
让我们一起来数算神的恩典。
Let's count blessings from God together.
知道神在我们中间在做什么样的工作。
So that what wonderful work He has done among us.
所以欢迎弟兄姐妹留下来，一起来了解，祷告。
So welcome to stay.To worship and to pray together.
那今天我讲的题目是哈，我们应当怎么生活。
So today's topic, my preaching topic is how should we live the normal Christian life.
这段时间我是正在讲《使徒行传》。
Because for this few weeks I've been teaching Acts.
那《使徒行传》不但是告诉我们早期教会的历史。
Acts does not only tells us about the history of the early church.
它更告诉我们。一个上帝心目中的教会，它应当像什么样子的教会
？He also reveals to us what kind of church that is really pleasing to God in His heart.
那今天我要跟弟兄姐妹要讲五个方面。
So I'm going to talk about five aspects.
如果你是一个正常的、一个健康的耶稣基督的门徒，一定有这五个方面。
So if you are a healthy, normal disciple of Christ, you should really fulfill these five aspects.
那如果这个教会是不是健康？如果它是一个健康的教会，它应该有这五个方面。
If this church of God is a healthy church, he should also fulfill these five areas.
我想今天我们正好是这个年度施工报告，我们在讲教会的明天应该怎么样。那这五个方面应该是跟我们今天的这个年度施工报告应该是很matched.
And I trust these five areas really match the ministry report of annual ministry report.
那我请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读经好吗
？Let's read God's word together, the Bible together.
你读中文、读英文都可以，我们一起来读，因为很短。
English or Chinese.
我们从41节开始。
We from Acts chapter 2:41-47.
一直到47节。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交击、薄饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多启示神迹。新的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，找个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你在我们中间。
Lord, we thank you. You're among us.
因为你的心意就是要住在你的子民中间。
Because you want to dwell among us.
也让你的子民住在你的里头。
We can dwell in you as well.
真正的爱是彼此住在对方的里头。
True love is abiding in each other.
主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你来到我们中间，教导我们怎么敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for your presence, teaching us how to worship you.
主，你让我们心被你洁净。
Lord, may you cleanse our heart.
你开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
打通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
好像我们知道你的同在是何等的美好。
So that we know that your presence is beyond all beautiful things.
愿你孩子口中的言语、心里的意念在你面前得蒙你的悦纳。
May my prayers and my heart's desire really pleasing to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.我们中间很多弟兄姐妹有小孩子。
Many brothers and sisters among us have children.
然后神很祝福这个教会，每年呢哈，这个教会要增加十来个小孩子。
So God has really blessed His church with many children, dozens of children every year.
所以我们教会现在小孩子一年级到五年可能100以上啊。
Now we have about beyond 100 children in our kids ministry.
那小孩子生下来的时候是非常完美的。
So the babies are perfect when they are born.
你看到一个孩子生下来以后，你给他加一个翅膀好不好看？加个尾巴好不好看
？You can't imagine whether you should add wings or tails It won't look very good.
你给他加一条腿，加一个眼睛，那就不好看了。他生下来就是个完美的。
There's nothing to add.
所以生下来的孩子很艰难。
So the babies born at birth, they will go through strife.
那如果是把他养大，那问题就更多。
And raising a child is not no easy task.
所以怎么把孩子养大？成人成为一个健康的孩子，我想都是每个父母所关心的问题。
So all the parents are concerned about how to raise a healthy child.
你知道在《使徒行传》里头，那保罗啊，这个彼得一次讲到五旬节圣灵降临的时候，彼得一次讲到有3000人悔改。
So in Acts, when Peter preaches at the Pentecost, 3,000 people came to faith in Christ.
你想一想，那一天耶路撒冷多热闹啊！
So how animated, how wonderful, how lively the Jerusalem was at that day.
3000的小 baby 出生了。
3000 new spiritual babies were born.
这些孩子们出生了以后，大家很激动，很感恩。
The whole congregation of parents, spiritual parents, are really thankful and excited.
感谢上帝在他们中间行了一个奇妙的工作。
Because for the Lord has done wonderful things among them.
有3000个 baby 生了下来。
Three spiritual new babies.
3000个 baby 有3000个，至少有3000个需要。
More than beyond 3,000 needs.
同时有3000个以上的问题。
3,000 beyond 3,000 problems.
但是最重要的问题是什么呢？
The most important problem.
这些孩子怎么长大？
How they can grow.
怎么能成为一个健康的人？
To be spiritually healthy.
我想那个时候使徒们那一天呢，耶路撒冷3000人那天受洗，我不知道哪儿去找洗涤池啊，哪个地方能找水给这些门徒们施洗。
I can't imagine where they find the baptism place.
但那不是最重要的问题。
It's not the main point.
最重要的问题是怎么把这些孩子们养大。
The main point is how to raise them spiritually.
刚刚信主就像小 baby 一样，他怎么成长，怎么健康的成长。
How they can grow healthy, to be healthy.
但是感谢主，神透过这段圣经来告诉我们，一个健康的 baby, 一个健康的小孩子，刚刚生下来的孩子，属灵的孩子，他怎么成长。
So from this Acts 2:41-47, God has taught us how a spiritual baby can grow.
那同时告诉我们一个健康的教会，它应该是什么样的一个教会
？How healthy church is like?
所以我今天就跟弟兄姐妹要来看这五个方面。
Let's look at these 5 areas.
一个健康的 baby， 它要成长；一个健康的教会，它要成长。它第一个不可少的条件是什么
？One of the very very important condition for growing healthy.
你看看早期教会的弟兄姐妹，3000个 baby 生下来，这个教会在一个晚上就成为 mega church， 它至少有3120个基督徒。
Well, at the Pentecost, actually overnight, they become a mega church into 3120 disciples.
第一个需要他们需要成长的方面是什么？他们需要遵守使徒的教训。
So the first thing they need to continue steadfastly in apostles' teaching.
你知道弟兄姐妹很激动啊，因为圣灵像风像火一样降临众多的弟兄姐妹的身上，他们心如同被刀扎了一样，当彼得讲道的时候，他们心就是扎心，他们悔改了，他们得救了，下面该怎么办？彼得众使徒来教导他们。
So when the Holy Spirit befell them like wind and fire, they were excited, they were filled with Holy SpiritAnd now, the Apostle Peter needs to teach them how they can grow in Christ.
彼得教导他们，众使徒教导他们，教导什么？教导是关于耶稣基督的事。
So what did he teach? He teach about the things about Jesus Christ.
讲基督的生，讲基督的死，基督的复活，基督的再来。
His birth and his death, his resurrection and his glorification.
所以讲基督是怎么样成全了上帝的应许。
How Jesus Christ has fulfilled all the promises of God.
所以使徒教导的核心是耶稣基督。
So the center of their teaching, the cornerstone of the teaching, is Jesus Christ.
那这些教导在哪儿呢？如今这个教导在什么地方？在圣经的里头。
So what are those teaching come? What do those teaching come from?
所以一个健康的基督徒，一个健康成长的 baby， 属灵的 baby， 你首先要有神的话语在你的里头。
So a healthy spiritual baby needs to have God's word abide in your heart.
一个健康的教会，他一定要传讲上帝的道。
A healthy church needs to preach the doctrine of God.
一个健康的教会，如果他没有神的道，他就不是一个健康的教会。
Without God's word and truth, How the church cannot be.
所以弟兄姐妹，你刚刚信主了，你受洗了，不是你结束了，你刚刚开始。你第一个需要的就是你要有上帝的道在你的里头。
So it's only the beginning for your new disciples of Christ.
上帝的道是真理。
So God's word is truth.
真理让你得以自由。
The truth will set us free.
今天这个世界，人类越是到现在，越是不知道什么是真理。你也是真理，我也是真理，结果是没有真理。
The world has no longer known truth because it's a relativism.
所以很多人活在一种黑暗的欺骗当中。
So a lot of people are blinded in darkness.
弟兄姐妹，今天许多人活在上帝的愤怒之下。
A lot of people are now living under the wrath of God.
活在虚假的里头。
Or in lies.
不知道什么是真理。
No longer knowing the truth.
如果我们从天上来的真光告诉你什么是真理，我们永远活在黑暗当中。
Without a light from the heavenly place.
所以一个真
darkness.
一个正常的基督徒，一个健康的教会，必须要有神的道。
So normal Christian needs the word of God.
圣经上有一句话说，你们饥饿非因无饼，你们干渴非因无水。那是因为缺少上帝的话。
In the Old Testament it says, we're hungry not because we're short of food, or short of, thirst short of water, because we lack the words of God.
人心中为什么会饥渴?
Why do we thirst in our heart?
为什么觉得里面空洞?
Why do we have the empty feeling?
因为没有上帝的话语。
Without the words and truth of God.
没有上帝的真理在你的里头，你不知道为什么活着。
Without the truth of God, we do not know the purpose of life.
上帝的话是光。
The word of God is light.
圣经上说，神的话是我脚前的啊，是我路上的光，脚前的灯。
The lamp upon our feet, light upon the path.
今天这个世界不是越来越光明，而是越来越暗淡。
The world is going darker and darker, not light and dark.
我们不能否认这个物质上的这个成就巨大。
We can't deny the material progress in the world.
但人的心灵深处有没有光
？But the spiritual needs. Are really huge, and there is darkness in people's heart.
当你没有光的时候，人们真的是左还是右
？We no longer know how to turn from left to right.
我从左边走呢，还是从右边走
？We no longer know how to make choices.
弟兄姐妹，只有上帝的道告诉你路在什么地方。
Only God's word leads us to the right path.
如果在今天这个时代，你没有上帝的启示、上帝的话语在你的里头，我们永远陷入或左或右。这个巨大的争论当中。
So in today's life, without the word of God, the light of God, we will either be left or right.
上帝的话语胜过路上的光，脚前的光，路上的灯啊，脚前的灯，路上的光，它光照入你，告诉你方向在什么地方。
So the word of God will guide us towards the right path.
耶稣说，上帝的话是我脚前的灯，告诉你怎么做前面的选择。
So will teach us how to make choices in the future.
给你更多的智慧。
Give us more freedom, wisdom.
所以上帝的话让我们认识上帝的心意。
So the word of God, let us, know the heart of God.
我巴不得我们教会所有的弟兄姐妹，包括刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，也要渴慕上帝的话语。
So I pray that all the, brothers and sisters who can desire the word of God.
我们教会传讲上帝的话，我们每个弟兄姐妹也爱慕上帝的话，就像早期教会一样，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Like the early church that we preach the word of God and we grow steadfastly in the apostles' teaching.
你知道马丁路德讲过一句话。
Martin Luther once said,
如果你要改变这个世界，他说哈 ，If you want to change the world, pick up your pen and write. 我想这句话讲得很好。他说你要是真的是要改变这个世界的话，拿起你的笔要去写。但是今天呢，我想改变一句话 ，I want to change a little bit. You know, you want to change the world, you want to have impact on the world.Pick up your Bible, read it. 如果你想改变这个世界，我知道我们说 many young brothers and sisters want to make, you have impact in this world, okay? You want to make a difference, that's good. Pick up your Bible, read it, meditate, and apply it to your life. 所以弟兄姐妹，让我们在神的面前，就像马丁路德讲的一样，如果你想改变这个世界，拿起主的话语来阅读它。
Like Martin Luther says, we want to change the world, we need to change from, we need to start reading the Bible.
你每天活在这上帝面前，你要有神的话语住在你的里头。
So the word can abide in us.
你没有神的话，你里面是空洞的。
We'll feel emptiness if without the word of God.
你里面没有力量的。
We don't have the strength.
为什么？因为上帝的话是圣灵的宝剑。
Why? Because the word of God is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
你里面没有圣灵的宝剑，你就是一个软弱的器皿。
You will be powerless without a sword.
你知道我们中间有一位年长的老妈妈，今天有没有来？我不知道。
We have an elder.
她今年是96岁了。
She is 96 years old.
每天读经。
She reads the Bible every day.
每天有神跟神亲密的关系。
I had an intimate relationship with Christ every day.
她每天抄写圣经。
She copies the Bible every day.
你说抄写圣经帮助她的大脑帮助她的心她身心灵都蒙受神的祝福。
So copy this Bible can help her mind and her heart.
所以帮助的每个弟兄姐妹把神的话语放在我们的里头。
So let the word abide in us.
让我们一起来读这段经文。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。啊，这是第一个。健康的教会，一个健康的基督徒的生长，你必须有上帝的话语在你的里头。就像早期教会要恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So the first area is the first thing is a healthy church needs the word of God to grow steadfastly in the teaching.
中文翻得很好，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Grow continue steadfastly in teaching.
不是想起来就读神的话语。
Not just occasionally.
我忘记了我就放在一边。
Really grow.
他们在神的面前有一个定义，我愿意在神的话语当中来靠近神，把神的话语放在我的里头。
They are determined to read the Bible, to read the Word of God.
那第二点，他们敬拜。
The second thing is they worship.
你看圣经上说，他们在一起擘饼，他们天天同心合意，恒切在店里，在家中擘饼，称欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神。
You can see that they break bread.At home, in the church, in the temple, and praising God.
敬拜是他们生活的中心。
So worship is the center of their life.
他们擘饼就是圣餐。
The break bread means communion together.
擘饼的核心是什么？
The center of breaking the bread.
擘饼让我们纪念基督的生、基督的死和基督的再来。
Is in remembrance of Christ, His death, His birth, and His coming again.
因为他们的敬拜的中心是耶稣基督。
So the center of the worship is Christ Jesus.
圣灵降临是让人来敬拜基督。
Holy Spirit dwells in us, teach us how to worship God.
早期教会是圣灵充满的教会。
So the early church is filled by the Holy Spirit.
你忘记了圣灵充满这回事，你读不懂圣经。
If you don't know how to be filled with the Spirit, you don't understand the Bible.
圣灵充满的教会是一个什么样的教会？爱慕神的话语。敬拜耶稣基督。
So a spirit-filled church really desires God's word and worship Christ.
所以他们在敬拜当中，圣灵来触动他们的心。
So when they worship, the Spirit convicts their heart and also touch their heart.
他们为罪忧伤。
They're convicted for their sins.
为神的救恩，他们喜乐。
Grateful for the salvation of God.
那这是上帝的敬拜的生活。
This is a worship life.
敬拜在基督徒生活当中是必不可少的。
This is absolutely necessary in our normal Christian life.
敬拜让人更加谦卑地来到神的面前。
Worship in humility.
因为敬拜是让你遇见神。
Because we meet God.
圣灵触摸你的时候，你知道神在我们中间。
When the Spirit touches you, we know that the God's among us.
当你遇见神的时候，你喜乐。
We meet God.
甚至你比最忧伤。
Among us, we're joyful. We also, how do I say? We cry for our sins.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在这儿敬拜的时候，你带着全身心在这儿敬拜的时候，你有没有流泪过？
When we worship in the whole person, our will, our heart and mind, do we sometimes really, well, we're so touched that we cry?
所以有的时候我碰到弟兄姐妹你流泪，因为圣灵在触摸你，因为神在这儿，他触摸你，让你为罪忧伤，让你为他给你的救恩，你喜乐。
Because we're touched by the Holy Spirit.That we're grateful for the salvation.
所以既有忧伤的眼泪，也有喜乐的眼泪。
It's the tears of joy and tears of sadness as well.
所以一个健康的 baby 的成长，他知道怎么敬拜神。
A healthy baby grows in worshiping God.
我们到这儿来做什么？我们来敬拜。
We come here to worship.
我们在永恒当中，我们也是来敬拜。
In eternity, we worship.
所以健康的教会一定是一个敬拜的教会。
A healthy church is a worshiping church.
他们敬拜在哪儿敬拜？在殿里面敬拜，在家中敬拜。
Where do they worship?In a temple at church, in a home.
你要3120个人在什么地方做礼拜
?3120 people, where can they gather?
他们到圣殿中敬拜。
They went to the temple.
就像我们星期天一样我们在这儿敬拜。
Like we gather here today on Sunday.
他平时在哪儿敬拜在家里敬拜。
But other days they worship at home.
你像我们小组有小组的敬拜，家里面跟家人在一起敬拜。
Like we have cell group worship and the family worship as well.
因为正常的基督徒生活要有敬拜的生活。
A normal Christian life is a worshiping life.
敬拜带给你极大的祝福。
Worship brings you blessing.
你看看这个圣经上怎么说的哈？来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
So the psalm says, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker."
当你敬拜的时候，你不但认识神，也认识了你自己。
When worship, we come to realization of God as well as ourselves.
你开始谦卑下来。
We humble ourselves.
你跪在上帝的面前。
We kneel before God.
你的心跪在上帝的面前。
Our heart kneels before God.
你知道主，你是我的创造主。
We confess that you are our maker.
我是个有罪有限的人。
We're a sinner and we have limitations.
我离不开你。
We can't live without you.
我们一周活在这个世界，常常会忘记了我们是被造物。
While living in this world, sometimes we forget that we're creatures of God.
当我们在敬拜的时候，上帝再次提醒我们，让我们跪在上帝的面前，知道我们是个受造物。
When we worship, we bow down before Him. We know that we're creatures of God.
我们离不开神。
We can't live without God.
在生活的每一天，常常我们会有一种经验，好像自己被抛在坑中一样。
Sometimes we have the feeling that we're abandoned in a pit.
你失去了工作。
We lose jobs.
你失去了家庭。
We lose families.
你失去了健康。
We lose health.
你突然发现我什么都不是了。
Suddenly we came to realize we're nothing.
好像自己被抛在一个深坑里的一样。
As if we're abandoned in.
被生活给淹没了。
We're immersed in this, swallowed by these waves.
就像大卫一样。
Like David.
大卫说，在祸根当中，从淤泥当中，你把我拉上来。
David says, God brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of mire clay.
让我的脚立在磐石上。
And set my feet upon a rock.
我赞美你，我感谢你。
And I praise you, my God.
当你远离上帝的时候，好像自己整个人被抛在一个坑里一样。
When we are far away from God, we feel abandoned, being
看不到出路。
We can't see light.
不知道什么时候这个日子过去。
We don't know how long will last.
但是圣经上说，当你敬拜的时候，你赞美的时候，你来到上帝面前的时候，上帝用大能的手把你拉出来，把你放在磐石上。
Bible tells us that if we worship God, we praise God, God will bring us out of the horrible pit.
这个磐石是上帝的，是耶稣基督自己。
And set us upon this rock, Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，敬拜是让你遇见神，让你认识自己，让你从坑中被拉出来。
To worship is to meet God and to know ourselves.
我知道有些弟兄姐妹哈，自己陷在这个坑中，痛苦挣扎，就是不愿意敬拜。
I know some brothers and sisters, even though they are in this horrible pit, desperate, but they don't want to worship.
弟兄姐妹，与其挣扎，与其折腾，敬拜神，来敬拜神。
Even among struggles, let's worship God.
我们不会比神更有智慧，也不会比神更有能力。
Because he has more wisdom and power.
有人说，敬拜很无聊，很无趣。
Some people feel bored in worship.
你知道，一些芝加哥有个牧师叫 A.W. Tozer.
So in Chicago, a pastor called A.W. Tozer.
那他讲这样一段话啊，他说 ，I can, safely say.On the authority of all that is revealed in the Word of God, that any man or woman on this earth who is bored and turned off by worship is not ready for heaven. 他讲什么？他说，根据上帝的道书启示的权威，我可以相当肯定的告诉你们，如果你在崇拜当中你觉得无聊，觉得无趣，你还没有准备好上天堂。那的意思是什么？如果你崇拜没有兴趣，今天晚上离开这个世界 ，Sorry, you are not ready for heaven。那就是说你的生命还是有问题的，因为你不敢见神，也不愿意见神。所以弟兄姐妹，敬拜是我们生活中不可少的。
So when we're really bored and worship, that we're not really made ready for heaven. So we know that we got to prepare ourselves in this on this earth.
所以我们到教会来。我们是来敬拜上帝的人。
We come to church to worship God.
来教会跟去剧院、去舞厅、跟餐馆，绝对不是一回事。
It's very different from going to a theater, entertainment place.
我们不是来找乐的。
We're not having entertainment here.
因为找了可以到别的地方去。
You can go to other places for that.
我们到这来只有一个原因，来敬拜这位创造我们的主。
We come here for one reason alone, is to worship our Lord.
健康成长的基督徒，健康的教会，第三个因素。
The third factor or area for a healthy church and a healthy Christian.
你看早期教会是彼此交界。
You can see the early church, they have fellowship day and night.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里面家中薄饼，趁着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
They provide for everyone with need, and they continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and eat meal with gladness and singleness of heart.
什么叫彼此交际？
What is to have fellowship with each other?
这个字很妙。
This is a very wonderful word.
希腊文叫 koinonia, 我们英文很难翻，英文可以翻成 community, 可以翻成 communion, 翻成 commonality, commonness, 翻成 fellowship.
There's a Greek word koinonia, difficult to translate into accurate English.
我们中文翻成是团契、交界、相交。啊，等等这些话语。
English usually is communion, community, fellowship.
那这就是说，一个健康的基督徒，你一定要有团契的生活，活在主的教会的里头。
Healthy Christian needs to have this communal life, communion life.
一个
fellowship,
一个健康的教会，它应当有这种爱的温暖。
So a healthy church needs to have this fellowship of love.
中间有爱，有连结。
There's love and connection.
每个基督徒不是一个单独成长的人。
Each one is not a very isolated Christian.
如果小基督徒一个小 baby 生下来，你把它抛在一边，它长不大的。
If you put a new baby aside, not nurturing,
你受洗了
，will not grow.
你愿意教会，你不会长大的。
Even though they come to church after baptism, they will not grow.
你看这些刚受洗的3000人弟兄姐妹，他们在主的家中，他们彼此交集。
So these 3,000 more people, they really have fellowship among each other.
我问我们中间的弟兄姐妹。尼哥底母是不是在那儿？大家知道尼哥底母吗
？Nicodemus, you still remember him? Is he among them?
尼哥底母是个受过高等教育的人，是个有权势的一个人，上层人士。
Nicodemus is a highly educated Pharisee, among the council.
他可能就是在中间的一员。
He might be among them, the 3,000.
你知道巴罗买吗？
You know the Bartholomew's?
巴迪买，你知道他是一个要饭的、瞎眼的，他祈求耶稣，耶稣医治了他。他可能也在耶路撒冷的教会的里头。
The beggar Bartholomew's might also be among the people there.
我请弟兄姐妹思想这个道哈。
Let us ponder upon this.
教会有那么多弟兄姐妹，有的是有钱的，有的是无钱的，有的是有学位的，有的是文盲。有的是打鱼的，有的是教书的，有的是经商的，有的是当兵的，什么人都有。但是他在基督里头彼此交际。
So the people among the congregation from all walks of life, high and low, they still have fellowship among them.
他们在一起怎么相处呢
？How do they get along with each other？
也注意大家一起跟我读这段话语好不好？这段话
，Let us
read together, OK？ 来，你们受洗归入基督，就是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、未奴的、婚奴、或男或女，因为你们在耶稣基督里都成为一体了。教会跟世界不一样，弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此交际，我们活在神的家中。
Church is different from the world, that we have fellowship among each other. We live in the family of God.
你跟我不一样，我跟你不一样。
We're all different people, different individual.
我们的种族不一样。
Maybe different, have different race.
我们肤色不一样。
Different race, skin color.
我们文化背景不一定一样。
Different culture background.
但是那没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
因为基督在基督里头，我们可以彼此交集。
For in Christ we're one.
因为这是上帝的心意。
This is the heart of God.
今天我看到我们中间的有一个弟兄哈，我看到我们中间一个弟兄，我现在看到不是你的 skin 的 color， 你的是皮肤什么颜色
？When I see a brother, I don't see through the skin of the color.
我首先看到你的，我不是你的皮肤的颜色。
I first see not the skin. Color,
我首先看到你的不是你有没有钱
or whether you have money or not.
我首先看到的不是你有没有多少有没有学位
whether you have high education or not.
你让我首先看到的是什么
I first see what I first see.
你知道上个礼拜上个星期五我们这个小组里我们就讨论这个问题
We had discussion last Friday among a group.
你看到你的丈夫，你首先看到他什么
？When you look at your husband, what do you see first?
有个姐妹说，我首先看他个子多高。
One sister says maybe how high he is.
看到这个人怎么样？我们习惯于看到一个人皮肤怎么样，长得什么样，有多少钱，有多少学位。
We used to judge by the outward appearance.
但在耶稣基督里头，我们不一样。
But in Christ, we're different. We're one.
你看到什么
？What do you see in Christ?
我看到你，我所以看到不是你的 skin color.
I see you through Jesus Christ.
我不是看到你有 PhD 有没有 PhD.
I don't see through education or your skin color.
我不看到你是不是住大房子还是小房子
？Or whether you're wealthy or not.
我所以看到的是什么
？What do I see first?
我所以看到你里面有没有基督
？Whether you have Christ in you.
有基督了，你就是我的弟兄。
If you have Christ in you, you're my brother.
你有基督了，你就是一个极宝贵的人。
If you have Christ, you're precious in His eyes.
这是为什么弟兄姐妹，尼哥底母跟巴罗买可以在巴底买可以在一个教会里面敬拜。
That's why Nicodemus, the highly educated, and the beggar Bartholomew can worship together in one church.
他们中间那个墙被推倒了。
The walls separating them removed by Christ.
所以教会里没有墙。
No walls.
因为都是在基督里成为一体了。
Meaning that in Christ we're one.
一个健康的教会应该是这样的一个教会。
A healthy church should be like that.
一个健康的家庭也是如此。
A healthy family should be like that.
如果你的家里面丈夫和妻子之间还有墙垣，你的家不健康。
If in family there's wars between wife and husband, it's not healthy.
如果你的小组里头有墙，你的小组不健康。
If your fellowship group you have walls among each other, it's not healthy.
如果这个教会里面彼此之间有墙垣，这个教会不健康。
We have walls of separation in the church is not healthy.
上帝的心意是让我们彼此连结，成为一体。
The heart of God is that we connect with each other. We have fellowship with each other.
如果你人生下一个小 baby, 他整天一个人躲在家里，不跟任何人交往，跟任何人没有关系，你担心不担心？
How worried you should be that if a newborn babe will be isolated from other people.
这个孩子不健康的。
Will not grow into healthy life.
他有问题了。
He has problems.
如果你刚刚在基督里面受过洗，你从此以后不应跟任何人来往，不参加教会，没有小组活动，弟兄姐妹，你属灵的健康有了问题。
If you're newly baptized and you don't want to connect with other people in the family, in fellowship, there's some problem.
他们来做什么？
What do they do together?
你发现弟兄姐妹有一件事情，他们来做什么？他们说，他们都住在一起，反目公用，卖了田产家业，找个人所需用的，归给个人。
Well, they sold their possessions and they put them into trust that they can provide people's need.
有人说这就是原始共产主义。
Some people say this kind of communal life.
共产主义的口号是什么
？But what is the goal? What is the slogan of the communism?
陈红，共产的口号是什么？按需分配。
So is a dispense according to needs.
我需要有一个豪宅，你就给我豪宅。
So somebody desire a mansion.
我需要五个太太，你给我五个太太。
Some people desire other things, five wives.
我需要三个丈夫，你三个丈夫。
Maybe other things, three husbands.
那这是笑话。
This is kind of a joke, really.
按需分配，你所需要的就得到满足。
That's a communism slogan. Dispense according.
我首先告诉弟兄姐妹，共产主义是一个理想。
I have to say this is a utopian idea.
但是是一个绝对不可能实现的一个理想。
It cannot be realized.
为什么
？Why？
人是罪人。
Because humans are sinners.
你的教育让人变得更精细，让人可以讲高大上的话语，但是教育不能改变人真正罪人的本性。
The education cannot transform a human heart. Can only kind of masquerade their ambition or desire.
我们的祖父、祖父、曾祖父、祖父、祖父，一直到最后，一直到最最最上面。我们的祖辈们贪婪，今天他的子孙们照样贪婪。
So our forefathers maybe they have greed, and nowadays we also have greed.
所以共产主义是一个理想，是永远不能实现的一个理想。
So communism is a utopian idea that cannot be realized.
那圣经是不是在讲共产主义？反目公用。
So here is it communism really?
是不是讲共产主义，弟兄姐妹？这是不是讲共产主义
？Is it really? No.
弟兄姐妹，你想一个问题啊， 耶路撒冷教会的一天增加了3000人。
You can imagine in Jerusalem church, one day, overnight, 3,000 more people.
有些人是从波斯来的，有些人从埃及来的，有些人是从那个叙利亚来的，有些人是从那个这个土耳其来的。
Coming from different countries like Turkey, Egypt, Syria, all different areas.
他们现在受洗归入基督。
Now that they baptized into Christ.
他们现在暂时还不能回去。
They cannot go back to their home yet.
他们住什么地方？
Where do they live?
在什么地方可以吃饭？
Where do they eat?
这时候圣灵感动弟兄姐妹，这个教会是被圣灵充满的，所以那些弟兄姐妹心中被圣灵大大的震动。他说我的弟兄没有地方住，我的弟兄没有饭吃，我可以把我的一些田产可以卖了，让他们有饭吃，把我的房子拿出来，可以让他们有地方住。
So there is an urgent need. A lot of brothers and sisters are filled by the Holy Spirit that they really move to sell their possession.
并不是所有的人都把房子给卖了。你发现没有？他们后来在一起 breaking bread from house to house. 如果他们房子全都卖了，这儿哪有聚会的地方？
If they really sell, they have sold all their possessions or houses, where can they gather? No, they only fulfill the needs of the people and the urgent needs.
他们在一起敬拜，在圣殿中敬拜，也在家中敬拜。如果房子都卖了，他们就不再有地方敬拜。
If they really sold their houses, they don't have place to worship.
所以很显然，不是所有人都把房子给卖了。
It's not all sold their houses. No.
但是上帝的灵感动人，让他们看到教会中有缺乏的人。
But the Spirit really touched.The brothers and sisters who see the needs in the church.
在教会当中，什么来测试你心生命的成熟不成熟呢？
What is the testing of your maturity in Christ in the church?
你怎么看待物质的拥有？
How do you see the use of material possessions?
当你的生命慢慢成长的时候，当你越来越成熟的时候，你知道物质就是物质，物质不能成到永恒的。你的房子你的金钱不能成到永恒的。当圣灵感动我的时候，我愿意把它拿出来来帮助别人。
So when you grow in Christ, you treat material things as material things, having a temporal value, but not eternal value, so that you really can be moved by God to dispense with it.
我们的教会我们特别感谢主，我们建堂到目前为止买地大概100万，筹到现金有300多万，将近有400多万现金了。
So we're very grateful for our church because we building this new church and we have spent $1 million on getting the land and now we have accumulated about $4 million for the fund, building fund.
你知道这意味着什么吗？
What does it all mean?
我在这个讲台从来没有 push 弟兄姐妹说你要奉献你要奉献你要奉献。
So I never preach, I never push people to donate.
弟兄姐妹的心他里面有圣灵在他的里头，他愿意给出。
The brothers and sisters' hearts,I'm moved by the Spirit to willingly donate.
就看到这400多万现金的时候，那是一个 sign.
When I see this $4 million, I see the sign from God.
弟兄姐妹的生命在成长。
That the brothers and sisters are growing in Christ.
我知道有些人你的钱是血汗钱。啊，有人说你这话叫有血汗，不是钱，不是血汗钱，啊，都是血汗钱，都是弟兄姐妹辛苦挣来的。但是你知道你里面有爱，知道神的家的缺乏，你拿出来。
I know this money are hard earned sometimes, blood money.Hard-earned money, but they really have love to donate this.
弟兄姐妹还差200万。
So we are still short of $2 million.
所以革命尚未成功。
The goal has not really been realized.
同时尚需努力啊。
We still need to strive ahead.
但弟兄姐妹，这是个标记。
But this is a sign from God.
圣灵在我们的里头，我们知道上帝他的爱，他的生命比物质更重要。
So Holy Spirit really set the right attitude among us.
一切可以为神所用。
That we can be used. We can put everything at His feet.
这就是早期教会的弟兄姐妹的情形。圣灵感动他们，触摸他们，他们把房子卖了，把田产卖了。今天你不需要卖房子，也不要卖田产。这是不是圣经教导所有人都要卖田产卖房子？但是发现一个问题，彼此交际，活在神的家中，你学会给予。
So this is how the early church manifests their love and unity in Christ.Not that we advocate selling your possessions or houses. No, it's that they are moved by God to do this, to fulfill the needs.
教会彼此交集，这个团契生活的核心是什么？
What is the core of this fellowship?
舍己的爱，给予的爱。
This kind of self-denying and sacrificing love.
因为圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在我们中间，上帝的爱的一个特点就是给予的爱。
When the Spirit shed abroad the love of Christ in us, the love of Christ is self-sacrificing, is self-giving.
所以你当你来到教会的时候，弟兄姐妹，你发现一个问题啊。如果你来到一个查经班，来到一个教会，你始终想一个问题，我的需要，你们没有满足我。
So when you come to the fellowship of church, you're always thinking about my needs have not been met by you. Then,
我的需要没有满足。
Or preoccupied about your own needs.
你们怎么不来爱我？
Why don't you come to love me?
你们怎么不来关心我？
Why don't you come to show concern to me?
当你带着这个心来到教会的时候，
Will you come to church with this heart?
你绝对绝对会失望。
You'll be totally, totally disappointed. You will be absolutely disappointed.
因为在世界上没有一个人真的完全的满足你。
Because no one on earth can satisfy your heart.
就是你的丈夫也不能满足妻子，妻子也不能满足丈夫。
Even husband and wife cannot fulfill their needs 100%.
来到教会以后，不可能所有的人围绕一个人转，不可能。
So come to church, not everyone will revolve around you, fulfilling your needs.
但是感谢主，很多弟兄姐妹在爱别人，主动的爱别人，感谢主。
But we're grateful that the church still a loving fellowship. People show concern and love towards each other.
团契的核心是给予。
The core fellowship is giving, self-giving.
当你来到一个团契的时候，来到教会的时候，你第一个祷告的是什么？主啊，我能不能给我更多的机会，看我能不能帮助周围的人
？So our first prayer should be that, Lord, give me an opportunity, strength to help others.
当你帮助别人的时候，你自己被帮助了。
When you help others, you are helped as well.
你知道吗？我给人家做这个 counseling 的时候，如果有人得了忧郁症，比如忧郁症呢，他的心情非常的难受、郁闷、很痛苦，吃药也解决不了多少问题，要吃药但是解决不了问题，他心中很苦，怎么办
？So when I counsel other people who suffer depression, that they really are desperate.And medication could not help them.
我说这儿有一个办法。
I told them, there's one way.
你可以吃药，但是这儿有个办法。
There's one way beyond medication.
你试试看。
Maybe you can try it.
你找一个比你情形更糟的一个人。
Maybe you can find someone who suffered the same condition, even worse.
你开始去帮助他。
You start to help.
你探望他。
To care for this
person. 你关心他。
To show concern to this person,
你为他祷告
to pray for this person.
你发现神迹会产生
you see miracles.
当你在帮助别人的时候，你自己被帮助了
When you help the other people, you find yourself being healed.
会帮助你从阴暗当中会走出来
Sometimes, yes. Being healed and going out of the depression darkness.
为什么
Why is this?
因为 love is the best medicine available to you.
Yes, because love, giving love, has the healing power.
你知道上帝来到我们，上帝叫我们进入一个团契里，彼此交集，把给予的爱拿出来。弟兄姐妹，不但建造这个团契，也建造了你自己。
So this way of self-giving and self-sacrificing not only edify yourself, but also the church.
所以弟兄姐妹，记得团契的核心是给予的爱。
Core fellowship is self-giving.
那这儿还有一个重要的特点，这个彼此交心里还有一个重要的内容是什么呢
？The second striking feature is.
他们常常在一起吃饭。
Well, they eat together. They eat together. Love feast together. Have love feasts.
这个不难。我们喜欢吃饭。
For people who love to eat, it's not a difficult thing.
为什么我们星期天在一起，要在一起吃饭
？Why we have fellowship luncheon together every day, every Sunday?
为什么小组在一起吃饭
？Why does fellowship group eat together?
你说吃饭是大有讲究的。
Eating actually is an art.
吃饭的事情是最平凡的事情，最平常的事情。
It is very ordinary.
但是此吃非彼吃啊。
But this fellowship of this eating is different from.
不是为吃而吃。
It's not eating for its own sake.
吃饭是团契的一种表现方式。
This is the way of means of fellowship.
你知道，华人有很多的智慧啊，很多。在别的场合下解决不了的问题，到饭桌上来解决。
The Chinese have a wisdom that you can solve problems at a dinner table.
大家同意这个问题吗？对不对？如果现在啊，尊重弟兄，我对弟兄有看法了，我去他到我家一吃饭，饭一吃，很多的误解就解决了。
Sometimes we have problems, we can invite people to have a meal together, and then the problems are solved.
不仅是解决问题，而且我跟他在一起吃饭，让他知道 ，Brother, I love you, I care about you.
Not only solving problems, but have more fellowship.
这是为什么在圣经里面彼此在一起吃饭？吃饭是一种表达团契相爱的一种方式。
So the early church is a manifestation of fellowship and love, eating the meal together.
弟兄姐妹，建立这种团契生活，需要每个人愿意给出自己。
So to establish that kind of fellowship.Really needs everyone to be willing to give themselves.
我们养我们的孩子，我不希望我们的孩子很自私。
We don't want our children to be very selfish.
只想他自己，这种孩子不健康。
Is unhealthy.
一个健康的孩子，他 want to make a difference. 他 want to give.
A mentally healthy child.
他愿意给出。
He wants to give out, give himself.
所以，一个健康的基督徒，你学会有团契生活，在团契里头，我愿意彼此相爱。愿意给出自己。
So a healthy Christian needs to learn to give themselves and in fellowship.
我们中间弟兄姐妹好多人是这样做哈，他给出自己的时间，给出自己的金钱，去探望别人，关心别人，他做什么？建立团契。
So people, brothers sometimes establish the fellowship by giving their time, the money.
你知道我们教会有五个 W， 其中一个 W 就是什么？温暖 ，warmth， 那就是建立团契。
Our church theme, the 5W, one is warmth.It means fellowship.
有人说团契好烦。
Some people kind of a bored about, don't really like fellowship.
说浪费时间。
Thinking it is a waste of time.
弟兄姐妹，这不是浪费时间。
This is not a waste of time.
你的孩子有朋友不是浪费时间。
So when your child has friends, it's not a waste of time.
你的孩子一个朋友都没有，我跟你说那是有问题的。
If your child has no friends, that's a problem.
在基督的身体里头，我们互相为朋友。
We're friends among with each other in Christ.
团契生活不是浪费时间，是建造你。
Fellowship is to edify each other.
请在座所有弟兄姐妹知道，你没有团契生活，你没有敬拜生活，没有读经生活，你的信仰慢慢就冷淡，慢慢就冷淡，慢慢就冷淡。
So without fellowship, without worship, without reading the Bible, our faith, the flame of faith, will die sooner or later.
神的定命是什么？神的定命要赐恩给他的百姓。那个赐恩的管道在哪儿？赐恩的途径在哪儿
？So the will of God is to give blessing to His people. But what are the means of grace and means of blessing?
神的话语、敬拜、团契生活，都是赐恩给你的管道。
God's word, fellowship, worship are all means of grace.
如果你的夫妻啊，如果你们家庭夫妇俩都是基督徒，你常常敬拜，每次敬拜有团契生活，看看你们夫妻，你的家庭是不是平稳的多？
Husband and wife can try this, see if it really bring more peace and blessing to your family when you worship together, fellowship together.
你们两个人的关系是不是更紧？更紧。
You have a closer relationship with each other in Christ.
你的婚姻的质量会不会提高
？The quality of a marriage will improve.
这是上帝的定命。
This is the will of God.
不是浪费时间。
This is not a waste of time.
是建造你。
It is edification.
是突破你自己。
Is to grow beyond ourselves.
因为我们生下来，我们自己为自己为中心。
Because we used to be self-centered.
所以教会弟兄姐妹一定是一个美丽的美好的团契。
So church is a beautiful fellowship.
所以大家在一起彼此相爱。
That we love each other.
彼此关怀对方。
Be concerned with each other.
好，这是第三个。
There's a third area.
第四。
The fourth.
祷告。
Prayer.
你知道吗？这个耶路撒冷的教会这么多弟兄姐妹。使徒怎么教导他们？听到神的话语，敬拜，团契，然后众弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
So in the Church of Jerusalem, how the apostles teach them? How did the apostles teach them? They worship, they fellowship, and they pray together.
在家里祷告，在殿里面祷告。
Pray in at home, pray in the temple.
他个人祷告，群体在一起也是祷告。
Individual pray in a congregational prayer.
祷告是他们生活必不可少的一部分。
Prayer is indispensable in their life.
你知道弟兄姐妹祷告的生活是建立跟神亲密关系。
praying life, a life of prayers is really to have intimacy with God.
如果你生下一个孩子不会讲话，你就紧张了。
If your child cannot speak, you will be really nervous.
你一定要带他去看医生。
To see a doctor.
因为讲话是一个正常孩子的一个表现形式。
So speaking is a normal kind of expression of a child, a normal child.
祷告是最容易的，就是讲话。
So prayer is actually just to speak to God.
你跟上帝说话。说话的目的是干什么？跟神建立一个亲密的关系。
The purpose of the prayer is to have this intimate relationship with God.
但是祷告最难。
But praying also very difficult.
我们一辈子在学习讲话。
We are always learning to speak well.
有的时候讲话太多，我们学会控制自己的舌头。
So sometimes we speak too much, and we have to know how to keep silence.
有的时候我们一讲话就把别人给伤害了。
Sometimes we hurt other people in our, by our speech.
所以我们一生在学习怎么讲话。
So we're learning how to speak all our life.
祷告也如此，我们一生在学习祷告。
The same with praying.
你不祷告，你的生命不会改变。
We learn how to pray all our lives.
这个教会没有祷告，圣灵不会充满这个教会。
Without prayers, no God fill, no Spirit filled church.
圣灵充满的教会一定是祷告的教会。
A Spirit filled church is a praying church.
所以这早期教会是祷告的教会。
The early church is really praying church.
你知道弟兄姐妹哪些人在祷告？他们聚在一起祷告是第大大的震动，圣经上说啊，门徒们在一聚集的时候，圣灵降临，因为地都震动了。
So you can see that in the Pentecost day when they pray together, the heart, the world is shaken. Really, the power of Christ, power of Holy Spirit really dwell upon them.
当他们祷告的时候，监牢的门给打开。
When they pray that the shackles of the prison really are broken.
你生命成长，教会成长，离不开祷告。
Our spiritual life, the growth of our spiritual life cannot be without prayer.
你知道有一个叫 George Herbert, 他讲这一句话，他说 Prayer should be the key of the day and the lock of the night. 这话讲得很好啊，祷告是什么？就像你白天的钥匙，晚上的锁。弟兄姐妹，白天的钥匙，大家一起跟我说好，白天的钥匙，晚上的锁。
The prayer is like the key of
the day. 白天的钥匙，晚上的锁。
The lock of the night.
白天的钥匙是什么？
What is key of the day?
一年开始生活的时候，你需要做实验，打开很多的奥秘。你跟人相处要打开很多东西，就需要从祷告开始。
To unlock the secrets, the mysteries of many things.
晚上的锁是什么？
What is the lock of the night?
让你安息在主的面前。
So you can rest in Christ, rest in God.
没有噩梦缠绕你。
Without nightmares.
没有撒旦攻击你。
Without attacks from the Satan.
所以他说祷告是白天的钥匙，是晚上的锁。
Prayer is the key of the day and night, lock of the night.
你有没有祷告？
Have you been praying?
所以弟兄姐妹，越是难的时候，我们要祷告。
Even in difficulties, we also need to pray.
有些祷告是因为我们不祷告，是因为我们太懒。我们懒惰，所以我们不祷告。
Sometimes we're too lazy to pray.
所以有的时候我们没有耐心，我们不祷告。
We lack the zeal to pray.
还有的时候我们是因为太自满。我们觉得很满足了，我们不需要上帝，所以不祷告。
But we're too satisfied, too content to pray.
那这是个大问题。
This is a problem.
有的时候我们又被忧虑所胜，我们不祷告，觉得哎呀，生活重担太重了，我不能再祷告。
Sometimes we're overwhelmed by anxiety and we can't pray.
你知道马丁路德讲过一句话。
Martin Luther once said.
他怎么说呢？说你每天生活有很多的忧虑，有很多的担心，有很多的渴望。这些东西搅得你心灵不灵。
You have daily worries and daily desire.
我们在座的没有一个人没有这些问题。
Everyone of us.
为什么跟神的关系很远？我们心中充满了焦虑，不知道明天会发生什么。
We're far, further away from God. We're overwhelmed by anxiety.
不知道我们的孩子明天会怎么样。
And how our children will grow tomorrow.
不知道我的健康明天会怎么样。
About our health.
不知道我工作明天会怎么样。
Our job,
你的心里充满了忧虑
filled with worry.
Martin Luther said, "Pray and let God worry." 你祷告吧，让上帝去忧虑。
So lay your burden at the feet of Christ.
你是一个真祷告的人，你的忧虑慢慢会减少。
We pray that your anxiety will decrease.
So you pray, let God worry.为什么你 worry 你焦急你解决什么问题
What's the use of worrying?
你的身体你能控制吗
We can't really control all these.
明天你能控制吗？
We can't control tomorrow.
你的婚姻你能控制吗？
We can't control anything.
很多的时候我们能控制一点，但是不能完全的控制。
We might have a little control.
So Martin will say, pray, let God worry.
So lay your burden at the feet of Christ.
所以让我们在神的面前常常有个祷告的心。祷告，大家记着，祷告是爱上帝的一种方式。我愿意爱他，所以我跟他交谈。
So praying is an expression of love towards God.
如果夫妻两个之间无话可谈，冰冰有理，冰冻的冰啊，冰冻没有话可讲，这个婚姻出了大问题。
Marriage will really break down if you have no conversation among husband and wives.
夫妻之间很密切的时候，常常有很多的废话。这个废话是爱的一种表现方式。
We have intimate relationship among the husband and wives. Sometimes seem to be, idle words among them.
祷告是跟上帝说话，祷告是跟神建立一个亲密关系必不可少的一个条件。
But praying is really establishes an intimate relationship with Christ.
我祷告 ，I pray because I love God. I know He loves me. I want to talk to God. I want to have intimate relationship with my Lord. That's why I pray. So pray is expression of your love.所以祷告是我们跟神之间建立亲密关系必不可少的。第二个祷告，祷告是一个顺服上帝的一个形式。
So praying is also an attitude of obedience.
为什么？基督让你祷告。
Because Jesus Christ taught us to pray.
所以基督教导我祷告，所以我祷告。
Because the Lord taught me to pray, so I pray.
但是同时大家知道，祷告是领受上帝恩典的一个管道。
But praying is also a means of grace to receive a blessing from God.
我跟弟兄姐妹讲一句话，我爸爸弟兄姐妹跟我一起说哈，先跪下，他一起跟我说，先跪下
，kneel first, kneel down first,
才能站起来。
So in order to stand up,
奔跑
，and run,
先跪下
，so kneel down,
才能站起来奔跑。
To stand up and run.
你跟随基督，成为一个健康的基督徒，教会成为健康的教会，祷告是必不可少的。祷告是先跪下来，然后你才有力量站起来奔跑。
The healthy disciple is to pray, kneel down first, and then we have strength to stand up and run.
有些人说，我先把问题解决了，我再来祷告。No.
Some people say,
恰恰相反。
Let me solve the problem first, and then I can pray. No, the opposite.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们在神面前知道，健康的基督徒是一个祷告的基督徒，健康的教会也是一个祷告的教会。
A healthy church is a praying church, and a healthy Christian is a praying Christian.
那最后一点
，the last point，
一个健康的基督徒，一个健康的教会，它一定是一个传福音的教会。
Healthy Christian, healthy church, preach the gospel, evangelism.
你知道早期教会啊？成长很快。
We know the early church really grow very fast. They grew very fast.
不仅仅是使徒们在传道。
Not only the apostles taught the church.
众弟兄姐妹都在传福音。
All the brothers and sisters they preach gospel, share the gospel.
你知道腓力在传福音，斯蒂凡在传福音。
Philip, Stephen, they all evangelists.
所以福音很快传到犹太、撒玛利亚，传到外邦人的地域。
So gospel quickly spread into the Gentile place, Samaria.
你知道我在想的问题，我读到这个圣经的时候，我看到主啊，这么多人聚集在圣殿中敬拜，你说他们会不会邀请一个非基督徒跟他们一起敬拜？会不会
？So my question is, I ask the Lord that if the 3,000 people invite people among to their temple to worship together.
他们在家中吃饭的时候，就是你吃我吃，我吃你吃。不过他也邀请那些非基督徒可能一起来用饭。
With the fellowship feast, I trust they will invite the non-believers as well.
你看，实际上主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So the Bible said the Lord added to their church many more numbers.
怎么加给他们呢
？How was it added?
今天加了，明天加了，后天也加了，怎么加呢
？Daily adding to the church.
如果弟兄姐妹是坐在家里面吃饭，我们都是你吃我吃，我就这么吃。不会有增加的。
If brothers and sisters didn't invite people, non-believers, there's no adding of numbers.
上帝的灵在他们中间工作。
The Spirit of God worked among them.
上帝的灵搅动人心。
He stirred up the hearts of people.
大家知道 上帝的道确实是真的，让人有力量有智慧，让人更认识这位真理，所以他愿意把道跟人分享。
So to know the truth of God, to know the word of God is true. They want to share this truth with other people.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们每个人在神的面前，我们记得哈，
传福音 before God
是每个基督徒成长的一个标记。
It is also a sign of growth in Christ that we share the gospel with others.
我可以告诉弟兄姐妹，我们这个地区啊，我们这个地区有很多没有得救的人，他们活在上帝的愤怒之下。
I can tell you that in this area, a lot of people are not saved, and they're still living under the wrath of God.
他们将来没有办法站在永恒上帝的审判台前。
And I don't think they have a way to stand before the Holy God in a judgment seat.
为什么上帝在我们这儿建立一个教会？
Why God established a church in this area?
让更多的人回到神的羊圈，回到神的家中。
So the more people can come back to God, Christ.
一方面是逃避永恒的审判，上帝的愤怒；一方面享受上帝给人永恒的救恩。
To escape the wrath of the judgment, but also to enjoy the blessings from God.
我们中间有很多的年轻的朋友、弟兄姐妹在中间，年轻的弟兄姐妹。
We have young brothers and sisters among us.
I just pray for you. I will Lord give you encourage to share the gospel with your friends.
希望能够主给你力量，去鼓励你能够分享福音。和你的朋友们
to make friends with them first.
和他们交朋友首先是
if necessary, have dinner with them.
如果可能请他们吃饭
bring them to the Lord.
把他们带到神的面前，
因为教会是有一个健康的教会，那是个传福音的教会。
A healthy church is a church who is
preaching the gospel. You share the gospel with your friends. You pray for them first.
如果你要是传福音之前要先祷告，
主啊，我为我的朋友祷告。
Lord, I pray for my friends.
Jonathan, you pray for your friends first.
所以你先为他们祷告。
弟兄姐妹，教会是个健康的教会，它一定是一个成长的教会。
Healthy church is a growing church.
健康、成长是分不开的。
Being healthy and growth are not inseparable.
如果我们的孩子不健康，他不会长大的，不会成长。
If our children are not healthy, they will not grow.
如果我们教会不健康，你不会成长的。
If our church is unhealthy, I will not grow.
如果我们的灵命不健康的话，我们永远不会成长的。
If we're not spiritually healthy, we will not grow either.
成长的教会一定是一个传福音的教会。
A growing church is a church who share the gospel, spread the gospel.
你知道，有的时候我有一次跟弟兄姐妹分享，一个小组里分享，我说传福音啊，要三个皮厚啊，你的嘴皮厚，脸皮厚，肚皮也要厚。
So once I shared with one cell group, they said, in order to preach the gospel, you really have a thick face.Also, thick lips, you have to talk all the time, and also a thick stomach, you can eat a lot of feast together.
你知道，嘴皮厚是你要跟人家讲，要学会怎么回答别人，操练自己怎么跟人分享神的福音。
Thick lips, you can really talk to people, how to share the gospel with other people.
脸皮厚，人家拒绝我不在乎。
Thick skinned, that you don't feel, you're being rejected, you don't feel so bad.
诶，没有了。那个主把得救的人数嫁给人，主在工作，神通过你在工作。我嘴厚，嘴皮厚，我的脸皮也厚，我愿意为福音。
So may God really, God may be really using these kind of things to work through us.
他拒绝没有关系。
Rejection is not a problem.
那为什么是肚皮要厚呢
？Why do you have a big stomach?
因为有的时候你跟人家传道的时候，你的心里一肚子窝囊气。
Oh, because, not because you're eating, but because you, maybe you are very angry when you're sharing gospel.
不是每个人都很谦卑听你讲的。
Maybe some people are proud and they could not listen to you.
有人可能还骂你。
They might,
还嘲讽你。没有关系。
They might laugh at you.
你的皮，肚皮很厚，你能撑住自己气，装一下自己气。
So they can, you can support yourself without being,
怎么回事？所以，我们今天讲一个健康的 baby 成长的五个方面。
So we have talked about the five areas that the healthy church, the healthy Christian should fulfill.
健康的 baby 有上帝的话语，健康的教会一定有上帝的话语被传讲。健康的教会一定有全心敬拜，被圣灵充满的崇拜，圣灵的灵抓住你的心。触摸你的心。
So the doctrine of God and also wholehearted worship.
健康的教会充满爱和温暖， 弟兄姐妹彼此交际。
In truth and spirit, and fellowship among each other in the body of Christ.
你到教会来以后，不要低着头，好像你我们看到你一样，彼此交际，打个招呼。
When you see each other, we show a love towards each other.
吃饭的时候，跟那些不认识的弟兄姐妹住在一起，一起祷告。
During the fellowship lunch, maybe you can talk to
the 一起分享
people, the strangers, talk to people you have not met, and share with them.
你不希望进入一个冰冷的教会，对不对？
You don't want to really be in a cold church.
你希望进入一个温暖的教会。
You want to have a warm church.
从你自己开始。
So start with yourself.
你不是人家说吗？第一次来的时候，人家端饭给你吃。
The first time when you come, they give you the, they bring you the plate during the lunch.
第一次来弟兄姐妹知道我们饭后吃饭的时候有人给你端饭的哈，有的哈。
The first time, the plate was brought into your, in front of you.
到第二次你自己端饭吃了。
The second time you bring your own plate.
第三次来教会你端饭给别人吃了。
The third, you really bring the plate to the other people, the meals.
每个人都学会给予。
So we can all learn how to give.
然后健康的教会是一个不住的祷告，跟神一些关系的教会。
And unceasing prayer and preaching the gospel.
然后第五个是一个传福音的教会。
Is evangelism.
一个健康的孩子必须要有这五点。弟兄姐妹，我们用这五点来看看我们自己。
Let's examine ourselves from these five areas.
你被呼召。来到主的家中，不单单是为你自己。
You're called to this family not just for yourself.
不单单是为你的孩子。
Not just for your children.
你被召，为了上帝一个更大的使命。
You're called to fulfill God's will and God's higher purpose.
你是上帝这个大计划、大使命的一部分。
You're part of this eternal plan.
巴不得每个弟兄姐妹知道，一个人成长如此，一个教会健康的教会也是如此，必须这个五点。
I pray that you know that the healthy church and a healthy Christian should fulfill these five areas.
我请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读这段经文。
Let's read together, brothers and sisters.
一起来，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的奇事和神迹。这句话里面有觉得很奇妙吗？
There's a wonder in this statement.
当每个人都能健康的成长，教会也健康成长的时候，上帝的同在。领导这个教会，众人有个敬畏的心。
When each disciple grows in normal way and the church is healthy, that we see the wonder, the work of God among us.
当你进到一个教会的时候，你发现这都是人的声音，都是人的面孔，都是人的争吵，你感受不到神的同在，那个教会出了问题。
We have all of God, the presence of God, but not quarreling on other human voices.
当每个人都能成长的时候，教会变得健康教会的时候。知道怎么样活的时候
，When each one grows healthy, and the church knows how to live, communal life.
每个人都充满了一个敬畏的心，知道神在个中间。
So everyone is filled with awe and knowing the presence of God is among us.
你知道，有一些弟兄姐妹，你们在敬拜的时候，我从外面进来，我看到大家一起在祷告，一起在歌唱，一起在敬祷告的时候，我进到这个大厅这里头，你知道我什么感受吗
？When I enter this gathering place.Seeing all the brothers and sisters bowing down to worship, to sing together.
我的内心深处有一种敬畏感。
I have this awe of God from the depth of my heart.
我知道神在这儿。
I know that God is here.
当我们这样在成长的时候，神要做他的工作。
So God will work among us if we grow like this.
弟兄姐妹，这是主的教会，我们应当成长的途径，也是教会成长的途径。
This is Lord's church. Let's grow together and grow in Christ.
这也是为什么我们教会有五个 W。
That's why we have this five W's as a church theme.
这就是五个 W。
These five areas are the five W's.
神的道。
The word of God.
敬拜。
Worship.
跟神亲密的关系。
Warm fellowship.
大家在一起彼此交际。
Warm fellowship.
然后传福音。
Evangelism.
愿神祝福他的教会。让我们一起祷告。主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你在我们中间。
Thank you, you among us.
谢谢你的圣灵来触摸人心。
We thank that your spirit touch our heart.
谢谢你让我们成为你国度的一部分。
We thank that we are part of kingdom of God.
谢谢你让我们跟你使命有份。
We thank you are part of the mission, the eternal mission.
主，你建造我们每个弟兄姐妹。
May you edify each one of us.
也建造这个教会。
Edify this church.
让你的荣耀充满这个教会。
So that your glory may be filled in this church.
我们中间有病痛的，主，你怜悯，求你医治。
You have mercy on the people who are sick among us.
我们中间有人在坑中的，主，你把他拉出来。
will pull those from the darkest pit.
把他们放在磐石上。
Establish them on the rock.
我们心中冰凉的主你的火焰燃烧我们。
May your flame really inflame our heart when we grow cold.
让我们敬畏你，让我们爱你。
That we revere you, that we love you.
让敬畏之心充满你的教会。
Let the awe of God fill this church.
让你的教会充满你的荣耀。
Let the glory of God fill this church.
也让你的教会来荣耀你，来高举你的圣名。
Let the church glorify you and raise up Jesus Christ.
这样祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.